This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch live from our flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, and the U.S. Coast Guard for the great job they do keeping America free and safe. And to all the people working tonight on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, to sorting the mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. And also check us out on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we had a disgruntled Virginia Beach maintenance employee go berserk late yesterday, sometime around 4 o'clock is my understanding, and go to the headquarters, City Hall headquarters, and shoot the place up, killing 12 people, injuring 5 more, and got involved in quite a lengthy shootout with the police before they shot him dead.
That's true, Captain, and what we know at this hour is that, of course, 12 people were killed. This is also, I think, the deadliest attack in the U.S. since November of 2018, when 12 people were killed at the Borderline Bar and Grill in California. They did find, of course, the weapon on him. They shot and killed the shooter. It's known now that he had some sort of silencer or sound suppressor
on the gun
at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Exactly. And so where this happened, now you hear Virginia Beach, this actually occurred at the Municipal Center in Princess Anne.
Right.
This has got about 30 brick colonial-style buildings in the area. It's open to the public. People can walk in as people are doing their work in the individual offices. And so, of course, that's where this began. Now, this person, we understand, was a longtime city employee. We don't know any kind of motive at this hour, but police, of course, are investigating and should have something very, very soon. But, again, this is a terrible, terrible tragedy for the people of Virginia.
Well, the police are going to mention his name one time. That's what they said. And then from that point on, he'll be called a suspect. I already have the name, but I am not going to mention the name.
Well, of course not, because that gives the person sort of the notoriety, perhaps, that they are looking for. And, of course, the police captain will be looking at how he obtained the weapons. They'll also be forensically trying to find out what might have motivated this, what might have triggered this. Were there any other signs? Was the person under any kind of psychiatric or medical care? Or what exactly may have led up to this? But again, you have people simply doing their jobs at about 4 o'clock local time when this whole thing started up.
Well, here's what it sounded like from the officials that were talking about what took place.
See if I can get this going.
This is the most devastating day in the history of Virginia Beach.
We have 11 deceased victims. They are at the scene. We had 6 more victims who were transported to area hospitals.
So what it wound up being was we actually had 12 that were killed and 5 that were wounded, and the shooter who died as a result, too. So that was the total involved. But the magazines that they found with his .45 caliber pistol were the extended magazines, which meant instead of having the normal equivalent of bullets in his gun, he had them, he had it beefed up to where he, I'm going to guess he had a 15-round magazine. That's what I'm going to guess.
Well, exactly. And so, again, we don't know if the weapons, if they were purchased in a legal manner or how he obtained these weapons. And, of course, the extended magazines are certainly going to raise a debate as well. But some of the footage that we've seen and some of the pictures that have come out, people literally just covered in blood over their clothing, is just a terrible scene of carnage there. And, again, as you mentioned, the public officials, even the governor, of course, Senator Kaine, all have weighed in with calls of support and their own condolences.
And by the way, it should be pointed out that when the shooting stopped and they disabled the shooter, he was still alive and they rendered first aid. He apparently died either en route to the hospital or at the hospital, I don't know which, but they at least tried to save his life too.
Exactly, yeah. I believe one other person that we know of, one other victim, died on their way to the hospital as well.
Yeah, but again, folks, this is a tragic situation. Starting the summer out, people not expecting to have something like this happen, certainly. We're being told a disgruntled employee. I do have the name, and for those people that are going, oh, it must be a Muslim and all that, nope, sorry, not the case. So, Kyle, hang on, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Captain, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. Kathy, tell everybody how to hear us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida to our network of stations. And there's no better time to get a quote about your car or your truck insurance than from Geico Insurance right now. You can get a great rate with a personal touch. All you got to do is go to the website, Geico, GEICO.com, or look in your phone book for your local Geico agent. Now, they'll insure more than just the vehicle that you're driving. They can insure coverage on your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your snowmobile. They can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too. And Geico, who's now been saving money for more than 75 years, would over 21 million drivers subscribed and members of Geico. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they've saved me a bunch of money with my insurance, too. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, check them out online or look them up in your phone book. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, there was quite the discussion, panel discussion going on last night on Hannity, and I called you up and I told you about it. I said, man, you got to turn on Hannity right now. And they were talking about the Attorney General William Barr and all the different things that had transpired, and the deep state and the iron web or whatever else you want to call it that's in Washington, D.C. But they also talked about an interview that Attorney General Barr had on CBS that morning, yesterday morning. Well, here is an excerpt from the interview, and this is really some good stuff here.
The president has repeatedly accused former intelligence officials of dropping the ball by fixating too much on his campaign.
They were spying. They were spying on our campaign.
You've testified that you believe spying occurred.
Yes.
Into the Trump campaign.
Yes.
You've gotten some criticism for using that word.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's become a dirty word somehow. It hasn't never been for me. I think there's nothing wrong with spying. The question is always whether it's authorized by law.
Some former intelligence chief has said the president has made that word somewhat pejorative, that they're spying, this is a witch hunt, this is a hoax. And so your use of that word makes it seem that you're being a loyalist.
You know, it's part of the craziness of the modern day that if a president uses a word, then all of a sudden it becomes off bounds. It's a perfectly good English word. I'll continue to use it.
What have you seen? What evidence? What makes you think I need to take a look at this?
Like many other people who are familiar with intelligence activities, I had a lot of questions about what was going on, and I assumed I'd get answers when I went in, and I have not gotten answers that are at all satisfactory, and in fact have probably more questions, and that some of the facts that I've learned don't hang together with the official explanations of what happened.
What do you mean by that?
That's all I really will say. Things are just not jiving.
Now, that's the Attorney General, William Barr. That's what he was talking about. Hannity and his panel mentioned it last night. Kyle, what was your initial thought when you heard that?
Well, you know, it's really something, Captain. You know, the idea that, and especially, you know, Hannity had sort of amassed this sort of, you know, star panel of all these different people who had been doing the investigative reporting. It went from, John Solomon and Sarah Carter and also people like Doug Schoen and so forth, detailing all these different things. But with William Barr, you know, saying things like, look, Mueller could have reached a decision, you know, he's not protecting the president. And I really do think, Captain, that for some reason we have now in this country this notion that whatever the process is, if it doesn't come out the way you want it politically, well, then you just create chaos. So in other words, you've got Barr looking at the information that Mueller found, whatever it was, in the Mueller report, and then coming to a decision with Rod Rosenstein, basically saying, look, this is not any kind of thing that we'd ever prosecute, that anybody would prosecute. And as the nation's top prosecutors, they said, that's it, we're making a decision. Mueller should have made a decision on this. Instead, he threw dirt in the air and created chaos.
And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We talk to him at least five nights a week, and this week it was five because we had Wayne Allen Root on this week. But next week it'll be six, Kyle, just so you know.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Now, there is no doubt about what's going on the border. We do have a national emergency. Finally, the people that were ignoring this are saying, yes, there is a huge problem. We need to do something. But we need to somehow or another come together, the Democrats, the Republicans, both sides of the aisle, and they need to pass some sensible immigration legislation and, for God's sakes, get rid of that god-awful asylum stuff, which is what's drawing them here. And when they open their mouth and they say, oh, I want asylum, then they got to keep them here.
Well, exactly. And this is why we have to begin reviewing that, because the asylum laws are not there just simply to allow basically anybody entry into the country, because the idea of asylum is a very serious thing in and of itself. And so again, sometimes people are finding ways to sort of circumvent the actual intent of the process and of the policy. And, you know, I think, Captain, the president and many conservatives and many Republicans have been very, very clear that the nation, and I think the people across the highways and byways, are not anti-immigration. They're not trying to keep people from coming to the country. We're talking about having a wall with a door, basically, as in a metaphorical sense. This isn't about trying to keep certain people out or this kind of thing. It's about having, again, the process be able to play out as it's supposed to. But again, the idea is, and you talk about it so much, Captain, the Cloward-Piven strategy,
yep,
the Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, What we see happening before our very eyes is you have various groups or bad actors trying to collapse the system so that they can, again, seize power in some way. And that's why we're seeing all these things happen like this.
And I have a note here of an instant message off Facebook from Alan. And Alan says he's in Calexico, California. That is right on the border. So he's right there. It's one of the produce hubs. He says, Captain, to my east, going towards Yuma, across the Marine base and the Naval Air Station that's there, they have a wall. It's 18 feet high. Everything that used to happen there is stopped. There's no more people running across the runway trying to get into the United States. There's no more activity where drugs are being snuck in. They can't do it because of the wall. When will our politicians understand that the wall works and it needs to be built?
Well, exactly. The wall works, and the wall is not racist or anything like that. All these different things that we hear. But in reality, it actually works. This is why people like Nancy Pelosi, for good reason, have walls around their homes, basically.
May not be 18 foot tall, but, you know, they have a wall.
Well, exactly, because security is important. She's the Speaker of the House. She needs to have security. That follows, and that nobody begrudges her that. But what we're talking about is security for our nation as a whole. So again, we're not trying to be anti anything, but in fact, we're trying to. This is why people lock their front door at night, because their family's in their home sleeping. They don't want someone who's unauthorized to come in the middle of the night. It's just basic common sense. But when it's applied in this way, suddenly it becomes a political cause. And it's really just a cause in order to gain more political power by going after the other side.
By the way, there was a congressman or woman somewhere this week, I forgot where, I'll have to find the story maybe if I can, that complained about the wall being too high, that it was 18 foot high, because somewhere in the last week or so, someone had climbed to the top of the wall and then fallen off the wall and gotten very seriously injured. So now the banter from the congresswoman was the wall is too high.
Well, I mean, that's very, very unfortunate, but if the wall was 17 feet high, they would say that that's too high. And so obviously...
Yeah, do we need to post a sign and say, climb the wall at your own risk?
Climb the wall at your own risk. Well, exactly. So if the wall was 10 feet high, they would say that would be too much. So they're looking for ways to try to criticize it in any way that they can. But again, in life, we all have to decide, well, wait a minute, should I do this or should I not? Is this too risky? And this kind of thing, and we have to be able to.
And I've got a comment here from George, one of our buddies, George. He says, well, it's better to fall off the wall than be shot off it.
Well, I suppose so, yeah.
All right, and you can hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, give him the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Why shotgun?
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Virginia Beach police say at least 11 people were shot and killed at the municipal building on Friday by a co-worker before he was killed. At least six more people were wounded, including a police officer who was saved by his bulletproof vest. This witness describes what happened.
We just heard people yelling and screaming to get down, and I was on the phone with 911, so I was trying to concentrate on talking to them. We put the desk up against the door because we didn't know if they were coming in.
The mass shooting took place on several floors. City Councilman Aaron Rouse.
This day will not define Virginia Beach. We, our citizens, will define our response to this day.
Houston police believe the remains of a child found in southwest Arkansas on Friday may belong to missing 4-year-old Malaya Davis. The suspect in the case allegedly confessed to dumping her body there nearly a month after the little girl was reported missing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeehaw! And that would be the one Kyle Warren who's right here on the telephone. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Thanks for doing that for us. That was very nice of you, and I'm glad you were able to do that. Now, we are talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and you hear him on the program a lot. He's host of his own show. But right now, we're going to talk about Tucker Carlson. Now, the reason I'm going to do that is I just told you about Hannity and what he had to say on his program with the panel that he had, all the top names on this information about the deep state and whatnot. And it was, I'll tell you what, Kyle, that was the most informative conversation for 1 hour that I'd ever heard anybody when they talked about what was going on with this president and what they were trying to do to him. What do you think?
Oh, well, exactly. And, you know, the American people, you know, I think that they are shocked, Captain. I am. I know you are. That we're actually talking about, in this modern era, we're talking about the idea of actually trying to effect what amounts to a coup.
That's what it was.
Yeah. And so, I mean, this is the kind of thing that, you know, you might see a movie about. It's a drama. It's supposed to, you know, you go to the movies and you see a story like that and you say, wow, that was exciting for 2 hours, but, you know, that's kind of the kind of thing that would never happen, but it's interesting to think about and the parameters of that, and that's what movies are supposed to do. They entertain you. But this captain is so terrible that we're right back, it would seem, in terms of the gravity of this whole thing, we're right back to the American Revolution, the idea that we're not going to live under tyranny, that we're going to self-govern, you know, we're going to govern ourselves, that we're going to throw off, you know, a foreign power, this kind of thing, and we're back to those basic concepts again. And the American people, they understand that if this can be done in this day and age, to the president, they can pick somebody else and do the whole thing to them. In other words, it's about manipulating the information, manipulating the coverage, the media of, you know, and the perception of the whole thing in order to get to a political goal. And the American people don't like it when people interfere with their decision process, which is exactly what happened here.
Now, the Mexican government is complaining, they're not complaining heavily yet, but their president had some things to say about this tariff, and there were some American Democrats, congressional representatives that were saying, oh, it's going to be so bad on the Mexicans, they're going to lose jobs, and their economy is going to suffer, and that'll only make the immigration crisis worse because more people will want to come to the United States. No, they won't. Change the damn immigration law. And then here's what Tucker had to say about it, and this was something that's refreshing. Listen to this.
We brought a Fox News alert for you. At the top of the show, we told you about the president's new plan to tax Mexican imports. This is a big story. We may have given it short shrift, so we want to bring you a few more details now. So the broad outline is, effective June 10th, the president says, the United States will enact a 5% tariff on every single good of any kind coming across the border from Mexico into the United States until the Mexican government clamps down on illegal immigration into our country. This is Mick Mulvaney speaking to reporters just a moment ago. He said, it is our very firm belief that the Mexican government can and will do more to help the situation on our southern border. We are asking Mexico to do what it can because Congress will not. We fully believe Mexico can stop people coming in from our southern border. If they do that, the tariffs will not go into place. This is not, the White House is saying, part of a trade dispute. This is purely about immigration. Apparently, the White House spoke to Republican leaders and leaders of both parties, really, on Capitol Hill, and says that the Republicans they spoke to are for it. So this may be one of the most significant developments in the immigration saga in quite some time, and obviously we'll continue to follow it closely.
Well, yeah, and we'll continue to follow it closely too, because of the fact that who runs Mexico, Kyle? It's not the government.
No, I would sad to say it would be the cartels. Yeah,
and the cartels are set up in all of the states, all across Mexico. Some of the cartels represent multiple states because of where their presence is. Billions and billions of dollars we're talking about here with the cartels. They buy off everybody they can buy off. They pay off everybody they can pay off. And if they don't go along with their way of doing things, they kill them.
Yes. It's a very grisly thing.
So until they get rid of the cartels, one way or another, this isn't going to stop.
Well, of course it won't. Of course it won't. But the tariffs, of course, are a way to send a very powerful message that the United States is very serious about this. And you know, Captain, that the Democrats in Congress and the Senate, you know, I think probably share a lot of the blame here for having to go to these kinds of extreme measures when they themselves simply made a decision that they are not going to help this president or the American people who are desiring to have better border security. They're simply, you know, stonewalling the president. And that's what's leading to these kinds of things. If America was united in border security, enhancing border security, not only with electronics, but with a physical wall in the key places, the Mexican government and the cartels would realize that, you know, something is really going on here. A united front would be so much better.
Well, MSNBC, the network that nobody watches, and CNN, the network that people sometimes watch, but they usually turn it off after 5 minutes, are both out there talking about the president being a crook, the president being dishonest, the president should be impeached and go to jail, and other things being tossed out there. But all of a sudden, the ghost from Christmas past, Valerie Jarrett, appears magically upon the television, and she had a little discussion about what would have happened if Barack Obama had have done what Donald Trump was accused of doing, which we all know is a lie, okay, about Donald Trump. But listen to Valerie Jarrett here.
If President Obama had done half of the things and said half of the things that President Trump is saying, even, you know, as recently as this morning, would he have been impeached? And how long do you think it would have taken?
About a nanosecond. I think that the standards have slipped dramatically, and there's no earthly way President Obama could have gotten away with any of this. Not just the words and the content, but just the policy reversals and what we're doing to the fabric of our country. I don't think any of that would have been acceptable to the Republicans had it come from President Obama.
Do you think that impeaching or not impeaching is the right question to be asking right now?
No, I actually don't. I mean, what I'm motivated by is what are we going to do to get people engaged in improving our democracy? And I'm so deeply troubled just by the fact that 43% of eligible Americans did not vote in the last election. And so last summer, Mrs. Obama and I started a new organization called When We All Vote. It's nonpartisan because I just think we have to change the culture in our country around voting. And right now, the energy tends to be at the extreme and special interests dominate the day. And if everybody voted, that wouldn't be the case. We would be able to hold our elected officials accountable. And right now, in my opinion, the Republicans are just kind of, they've lost their soul and their grounding. I don't even recognize this Republican Party anymore.
Wait a minute. Don't recognize the Republican Party. What the hell's going on with the Democrats? They're turning communist in front of us.
Yeah, I was just thinking the exact same thing, Captain. You know, she's using that kind of phraseology again to deflect what's actually happening to the Democrats.
Well, where have we heard that?
Heard what?
Where have we heard about look in the mirror?
That's right.
Uh-huh. That's Saul Alinsky.
Yeah, Saul Alinsky.
And she just proves the point again.
Well, exactly. And also to somehow say that because of the policy reversals, somehow President Obama would have been impeached immediately. Again, you know, President Obama did a lot of things by executive order, and Donald Trump was completely in his authority to reverse those things by executive order. That's the problem with just ruling by executive order.
And here's what she did. Look in the mirror. Whatever you see, whatever you've done, blame it on the other guy. That's what she just did. We just heard it.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, and also, of course, they're trying to impeach Trump because he is actually being successful. He is actually driving the Democrat Party into basically becoming...
He has threatened their very existence because they got caught with their hands in a cookie jar. They're up to their eyeballs and alligators here, pardon the pun, but they're up to their eyeballs and alligators. They are going to get nailed. People are going to get indicted. I do believe there will be some people going to jail. We heard all that last night on Hannity. We'd like to have wishful thinking. It could be some of the big, the upper echelon people, but there will be people that we heard names mentioned about that will wind up in jail. And here we come on the break. I got to let you go, so tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good.
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Folks, this is going to really blow up right in the face of the Democrats. They got nowhere to go. All they got is impeachment, and that isn't going to work. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered.
fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and they're here in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
All righty, eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. It's Jerry Reed, Smokey and the Bandit, of course. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop near you, your home away from home on the road. Stop by, check them out, the all-new Pilot and Flying J. And by the way, Catwoman and Road Dog were telling me last night about the Subways, that they get the Subway sandwiches, and there's some sort of club you can belong to or something like that, and you get discounts, and they got $2 off each one of the subs they got, saved $4, and it was a pretty good deal at the Flying J. So stop by, and it's part of the club. I guess you can join it, and you get a card at Subway for that. Some of the pilots have got Subways, not all of them, but some of them. Now, a cold front crossing the center of the country will be the focus for severe thunderstorms from southeastern Kansas into central Illinois all day today and tonight. Now, the main threats from the storms are damaging straight-line wind gusts and large hail. There is the possibility for tornadoes to pop up along the way. Now, this front will also trigger heavy rain, a risk for flash flooding from thunderstorms over central Oklahoma, which has already seen above normal rainfall, and northern Ohio as well. Now, I can tell you that there's unsettled weather conditions right now in the southern part of Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, and we want to be paying close attention there in those areas today for severe thunderstorms that could develop and then move off to the east. Now, right now, tonight, things are fairly quiet. There is a large area of rain in the south-central area of Wyoming, the western slopes, the mountain tops, the mountain passes, and the western slopes going west out of Denver, west of I-25, the eastern part of Utah, all the way down from Wyoming to Arizona. There's showers in there. There are some showers, spotty showers on I-80 east from just east of Reno, Nevada, over towards Winnemucca. And you've got another front, it looks like, that's coming in predominantly between southern Oregon and northern California. Don't know what that's going to bring, but we'll be seeing and talking about that, I'm sure, come Monday morning. And up and down the Mississippi River Valley, there's still flood watches, flood warnings. Iowa, Missouri, parts of Illinois, parts of Kentucky, parts of Arkansas and Louisiana and Mississippi. You've got flood watches and warnings in various areas there. And then way, 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 way up in the tip of Maine tonight, up in potato country, you've got a hard freeze warning up there. So that's the way the weather looks right now. Now, keep in mind that when we do our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, we always keep in mind the fact that if you're out there on the road and you see something, you can say something by giving us a call at 877-969-8600. For example, we've had truckers call in, tell us about big wrecks or bridges closed for construction or things like that. And it's my understanding tonight you've got construction up around Burnsville, Minnesota. And where 35 and 35E and 35W come together, there's going to be some detours in that area tonight up in there. And I want to thank George for letting me know that up there in Burnsville. So there you go. And that's something that's going to go on this weekend. And then by Monday morning, everything will be back to normal. But they are doing some construction up there. And I don't know what it is, but it'll certainly be a detour for you in those areas. Now, Pilot and Flying J have places now like Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's. They've also got the Huddle Houses, Moe's Southwest Grill. Depending on what part of the country you're in, you might find a Dunkin' Donuts in one of them, too, if you're up there in New York, Indiana, or New Hampshire. And things have changed the way that they used to be. Now, they've really gone about cleaning things up and making things a lot better for the truckers that are out there. And, you know, now in the travel centers,
the pilot travel centers and the Flying J travel centers, you can find not only larger parking lots, but also a CAT scale. If you need permits for one of the oversized loads, they got that too with the TransFlow permit services, trip packs, truck washes, audiobooks rentals, pay phones, high-speed internet kiosks, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, a public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, and, of course, they've always got the lounges with the big-screen televisions for the professional drivers to go in and relax when you're on your break. So there you go. So check them out today. Pilot and or Flying J, they bring you our Truckers Highway and Byway report. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
A horrible situation evolved in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I am not going to mention the name of the shooter, but I will say the name that I've got, which is what I've got. The people are going, oh, I've got to be a Muslim. Nope. Sorry, not by the name anyway. But what do you make of all this nonsense?
Well, 40 years old. He was a public utilities engineer.
Yep.
Directly out of high school. He went into the Army National Guard. He did not use a long gun.
Nope.
He used a... handgun, went from floor to floor to floor and really just shot randomly.
Yeah, and he had an extended magazine in his weapon, so he had more than a standard, 9 rounds.
He bought the, weapons legally.
Mm-hmm.
So that is really where we are with this. If you don't want to say his name, that's okay too.
No, I'm not. No.
Mm-mm. All right.
I'm going with the police. They mentioned it one time. They said, that's it.
Okay.
Yep. And I already mentioned it earlier, but that's okay. No, but it's unfortunate because these people, I don't know why they do this, and if it's certainly public notoriety, we're not going to give them the public notoriety here. That's just a policy we have on my show because I just don't want to give them any credit. But we did have an ensuing gun battle that went on for, what, 15 or 20 minutes?
They're not really saying how long it went on, although there was, quite the exchange, apparently. So they did not really give a timeline to it.
Yeah, and one of the detectives ran out of ammunition, was pretty much hung up where he was at and had to wait till the cavalry came in behind him.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I do know that there were a handful that went in there.
Yeah, there were four that went in there, two detectives and two canine officers. I wonder why they didn't release the dogs.
We don't know the circumstances.
Yep, well, if there's a lot of gunshots going on, I get it. I understand it. But I think the one that, and I'd like to know that, we'll probably find that out eventually. I wonder if the officer, we were told that one of the officers expended all the rounds he had with him. I wonder if he's the one that was wounded.
Don't know.
Uh-huh. Because one of them, if he hadn't been wearing the vest that they wear, might not have been with us right now because he took a hit.
Correct.
Yeah. And we don't know where, but it certainly hit the vest. So they treated him as if he was wounded. And I know when you wear a vest and you get hit, depending on how and where you get hit, it can make you think that you've been shot. All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back right after the top of the hour news, hour number two in the weekend show, the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. A lot going on in the world. We wish we live, and we'll get into all that. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today,
Maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.